Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, and welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. One more week and a few days before Thanksgiving, and we're going to do our Choose a Cause campaign, and have you kind of, if you're looking for a charity to give a little bit to, whether it's clothes or money or whatever, we're going to talk a little bit about that next week. But thank you again for being with us. I'm here with my friend, licensed mental health counselor, Kathy Booker. Good morning, Kathy. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, Gretchen. How are you this morning?
Oh, just peachy keen.
not
angry yet.
That sounds a whole lot better. That sounds like a whole lot better. You decided, okay, I'm all right.
All right. not angry. But that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk a little bit about some anger management. Because God knows this is not the time of year that we need. Well, you don't need to be angry anyway, but this is not the time of year you need to be angry.
Yeah.
But I want to talk, just seems like some things exploded this weekend. I wanted to really talk about, first, is the helmet hitting incident on the football field. Miles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns got suspended for the rest of the season for, first, he just pulled off the quarterback's helmet. And then started of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then just started hitting with it. I'm laughing, but that's not really funny. And now someone mentioned too that had this been just like a regular man on the street hitting somebody, they would have been charged with assault. You know. And so what my question to you is, I don't know how much you know about the incident, but what my question to you is, How does someone, I guess, I would say snap like that, because there's no real rationalization in terms of what he did. Because the other guy who he hit, you know, if he's not hurt.
There is no
playing.
Rationalization that we can see.
Okay. But the thing that I'm looking at is the consequences.
Exactly. Well, I mean, if everybody thought of the consequences when they were in the middle of doing that type of behavior, they probably would not have followed through. But, I mean, football is a contact sport. Everybody don't play. Everybody don't play the game in the same way or that we would expect. There's a lot of conversations and issues that go on in on the field that we don't know about. So, I mean, if you look at the whole thing, you can see that once they tangled up, the other guy tried to pull his the guy that hit him with the his helmet looked like he tried to pull his helmet off first. So I was going, well, what's the purpose of that? You know, why are you trying to pull his helmet out? Or was it just one of those things when you start to get in a scuffle, you know, how you grab each other around the neck and it, you know, looks like that. So I think because both of them really haven't said what was going through their minds at the time that it happened, that I think it's more to that situation. They probably had been talking trash to each other throughout the game. And the Browns and the Steelers, that's a very high-tense game. It's a big-time rivalry game. It has been ever since I was, a kid. So it's like, okay, they got through the whole game and nobody got in a fight until right at the last minutes of the game. So it's human nature.
I know, and there are things that are human nature. But when you're a professional, supposedly, no matter what the profession is, usually you're supposed to leave your street behavior home, right?
Yeah, but that just assumes that everybody kind of comes from the street that behaves that way. I just think that in the space of being human, no matter how good you get, at some point, some situation can push you to doing something like he did. Now, had he thought about it, but, you're in the mix then. They're in the mix. If he had said, oh, this is unprofessional and this is not good sportsmanship and this is not, how I want to play this out, he might have done it. But, in the heat of the moment, it's kind of hard to walk away from stuff if you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And that's what it looked like. That was my take on it. When I saw the play, I went, okay, something is going on more than is being discussed, and the guy admitted it. He said, I just clicked. I lost it. It wasn't anything he planned. So anger is a primal emotion. If somebody, does something like that, it's almost like an involuntary reaction. There's no thinking, is just a reaction to what was happening at that period of time. And because everybody that have been asked about his kind of normal behavior, they're saying, oh, that's not like him. Once you go there, Gretchen, you can go there. Then you can begin to manage it and know that, okay, when I go out on the field, I can expect that maybe someone can do something to me that can emote a behavior that's not like me.
I guess what I want to know, though, how do you justify? Can you justify all of it by saying I got caught up in the heat of the moment? There's got to be other factors involved, and we're going to talk about some other situations too. But let's use road rage for example.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I'm sure, gets annoyed with other drivers on the road.
Right.
But what determines where one person just may, shoot a bird or say something inappropriate or whatever the case may be versus someone that decides to take it further and either pull a weapon or crash into someone's car or whatever the extreme of that is?
Exactly. I think it just has to do with what has happened. Anything can happen to you in the course of a day. And if people have a bad day or they have a short fuse, road rage can happen, and they may be a person that every day they, spout off or get upset because someone's not driving right. You got to think about it. Just think of a person is getting up and they're about to lose their house. They're about to get a divorce. They may even be fired from their job, and they get in their car, and someone does something like a lot of people do, become very inconsiderate on the road, and that's just the straw that broke the camel's back. So the least that they would do is to shoot a bird or roll down the window and yell some expletives. But those people who actually have the accessibility to a weapon, those are the ones that need to really realize in their humanness, in the least of their humanness, they need to always have their gun in a place where they can't get a hold to it, so they won't go and just shoot someone. You know, particularly the people who follow the person where they are to where they're going, and then when they get out the car and shoot them, you know, that's kind of premeditated. To me, if you have access and you know you have that temperament, then you have to put in other things to make sure that you don't use that gun except in a, you know, a life or death situation. And I guess, you know, sometimes in an automobile accident, it feels like a life or death situation for that person. So, I don't know. You can take anger management and you can have a better temperament about just everyday things, but it always takes just one thing that can spill you over. I liken it into the bucket of water that's sitting there with the water shimmering on the top, and you're trying to figure out how come that water is not spilling over. And you put one more drop and the whole bucket comes out. So it's a matter of, that's why, you know, you hear the information about making sure that your life is balanced. You know, making sure that you're able to do things that can get some of that high energy. I can't stand this no more, you know. If some one more person crosses me, this is going to be it. So I think as long as you keep a balance, you know, you may have to listen to music. You may have to stop and scream. But in that rare little split second, I call it the fact that, you know, you feel insane. You know you're insane because you made the decisions that you did that you never would have made at any other time. It's an interesting life when we do that.
I want to know also, Kathy, you talked about temperament, and I'm going to ask you about another situation too a little later, but do you think people with certain temperaments choose certain professions that allow them to be more expressive of that type of aggressive temperament? We're talking about the football incident where you have, you know, a lot of aggression, a lot of testosterone out there. Do you think some people maybe choose to be in a situation like that because it allows them to just be a little bit more liberal in terms of how they express their anger?
I think that there are some people who realize that, you know, they get this adrenaline going on and, you know, they may misinterpret that adrenaline has something to do with playing football. But the things that cross over to people being violent have a lot to do with who and what and where they grow up and what is acceptable in terms of how you resolve conflict. If you don't know or haven't learned to resolve conflict in a healthy way, then you're more likely to get tied up in a physical confrontation more readily than most people. What is it? If someone hits you, hit them back. There's never a time where you could just say, well, if a person comes up and hits you, you know, you can ask them nicely, look, don't hit me anymore because I don't like being hit. Or you can hit them back and show them. But it's according to what the purpose of that hit was in the beginning that may cause you to be in a rumble before you even know it. So it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, when people think about how they feel and what can get them there, sure, they can manage their anger. But for the most part, I don't think people intentionally leave their house and think about that if somebody does something to me, I'm going to, you know, act crazy. I think on the average, we all would like to be the kind of person that handles ourselves appropriately in all situations. But sometimes it just doesn't happen. So we have to get used to the reality that we have a human side, that given a certain situation, even the calmest person may react differently than one would expect. And, you know, our society is not necessarily one that doesn't say that violence is not the way to go. If we think about everything we look at on television or how we see people act on a day-to-day basis, it's very seldom that you can have people that will come up and say, hey, you know, look like you guys are a little upset. You know, why don't you guys kind of cool off? You know, it's like I saw a lady, she was just totally going off on a pharmacist, and her daughter that she was coming there to get the medicine for was standing there watching her mom having all of this excitement. And then when the security guard came in, she postured against the security guard. And I was going, she must be having a bad day. She got to be having a bad day, because for you to get that excited and angry about the pharmacist giving you a prescription, and that's what she kept asking for, just give me my prescription so I can leave. And I'm going, see, something else is going on there. You know, it just was a bad day. And I would recommend, if you're feeling bad, and I mean in terms of emotionally bad, it might be a day that you need to just stay home. And just, you know, maybe send somebody else to get your prescription. I know with football, it's a little bit hard to say, you know, I feel bad, I just don't want to play. But you got to be able to give yourself an out so that you don't box yourself in. That's the biggest thing. People who express their anger, they feel like they don't have no other way out.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. I'm here with licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have questions or comments, the number is 516-387-1944. When we come back, our commander-in-chief has been a little bit angry lately. I want to talk about that when we come back. So don't go away. Like I said, the number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
A wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. What are you angry about? We are talking with licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker, and because I wanted to find out about why people just kind of don't think before they strike, so to speak. You know, our president has been a little upset, I guess. Well, one, I guess because he's been the target of these impeachment hearings, but instead of handling this kind of with a certain amount of decorum, you know, he's going off and tweeting and you know, putting stuff out in the middle of these hearings, which, you know, in some cases, I think it's been saying it might be interfering with the hearings or interfering with the witnesses. Kathy, what do you think? Kathy? Hello? Oh, my goodness. Did we lose her?
I'm sorry. No. my phone was on mute.
Yeah, I have to watch that myself.
You know, perception is everything. And if he perceives that that's the way to handle this, that's a good how people can be angry and get into that defensive mode. And don't realize that behavior is more hurtful, more harm to them than it is if they would say nothing. And I think he's grown up in a culture that believes that it's okay to express yourself because you have freedom of speech. You know, and you can appreciate that, but freedom of speech has its limits if indeed it's going to cause you more harm than good, particularly in this situation. You would think that the president of the United States, if they're doing something like you and I, we're just common folk. Ain't nobody going to take a whole lot of you know,
well,
most people, if I say something, ain't nobody going to take it to heart unless that person really knows me. I think if he would just understand his position and that it is expected that he would be able to sort of take one on the chin and just leave it alone and let it see how it's going to come out, as opposed to speaking. Now the perception is, well, you're intimidating the people that are coming there to present information. And by you, it's like if you were in court and every time someone said something against you as in defense, then that would be contempt of court.
Yeah, and that's I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's another position where I say, okay, you've got to look at what the consequences are. You can get angry in a courtroom, but it's the judge's courtroom, and if you don't handle your anger appropriately, you can end up paying out some money or you can end up with some jail time. And that's one of the reasons I was saying, you know, it seems to me that the people who, let's say, act upon their anger, and I guess that's what I'm looking at more in terms of not just being angry but acting upon the anger. The people that seem to act upon the anger are the people that seem to benefit the least from their anger, you know.
I mean, at some points anger is good, because a lot of movements would not have pursued to the place to get some of the things done that needed to be done in this country if they were not angry.
Right, but it was the way
you know,
they channeled it, though. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, it's, anger is not a problem. How you express it is the problem.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's why.
Because you had me thinking, I'm sorry, but I have to say this. I don't know why it popped in my head. But I don't know if you remember the Color Purple movie. But I can't remember the other character, but the kids are saying, "Oh, where's Miss Seeley?" She said, "Miss Seeley gone to shave Mister." Okay, I don't know if you remember.
Exactly. Yeah.
And old girl started running because she's like, that woman is too angry at that man to be shaving." That man,
and that man had
know.
Just knocked her down.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So she, you know, she had to go up and say, you know, basically, we can't handle this way because this is not going to be
no.
good for you.
handle it this way because she may not have stopped, and it would have been a horrible thing, particularly at that time. That she was going through all of that. Can you imagine going to the court, having slit her husband's throat? They wouldn't care how he, you know, just knocked her down a few moments ago.
Yeah.
It would have been like, she's dangerous. We need to kill her. We need to hang her up.
Yeah.
She might
yeah.
do it to one of us.
Yeah. Being black and being a woman, you just really didn't have a lot of lot going for you in terms of, you know, anybody in your favor, anybody in your corner, you know, that could be helpful, you know.
Well, speaking of which, the lady who did the warning shots, she finally got exonerated.
Okay.
I was reading. The lady that had been given the 20-year sentence for domestic violence for her husband.
Yeah.
I don't have
yeah.
the information
that
right
was
in front
crazy.
Of me right
I'm
now.
I'm going to look that up and post it, though.
So, I just think we have to be careful. I don't think it's a need, and I think sometimes when world leaders look at other world leaders, you know, he's thinking if it was Putin or King Jong-un, they would have just killed the person, you know, just get rid of them. And we as Americans don't want to be in a dictatorship. Our country is a democratic society. So for someone to put you, you know, if you did something that was wrong, to me, sometimes, it's, especially for a political leader, just to say, yes, I did it. I'm human. We have to think I'm a businessman. I have handled business this way before. You wash my hand, I wash yours. And I got caught up in this, was not thinking about the perception of not only the people in America, but the people in the world, how they would think or hate this particular situation, particularly when we're talking about borders and keeping people safe and people dying. It takes a lot to be a president of any country, but especially
right.
America, especially
right.
America. So that's, I think we're just seeing the human part of him that's being expressed.
Okay, but it's not like he's the only one that's been president that has faced stuff. I mean, look at, I don't talk about him that much, but look at George Bush and how he had to handle 9/11. And I'm sure he wasn't
exactly.
the only one angry. He was angry. The country was angry. You know, folks that actually ended up being falsely accused of stuff because they were, you know, the same as the people who committed the crime were angry. There's all kinds
right.
of was all kind of anger going around after 9/11, and still a lot of anger going around because a lot of people still haven't been dealt with fairly the first responders. So there's still a lot of anger going around because of 9/11. But then, but you didn't see the type of what I would say venom that was spouted out from. I mean, you did see some anger. You did see, you know, wanting to get back. But it seemed to be measured, and it seemed to be more appropriate to what was going on. Am I kind of being misled in my thinking here? Kathy? Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
That's another reason for us to get angry.
Oh, there you are. I lost you for a minute there. What you were saying?
Technology.
Yeah, gotta love it. Yeah. So, but we're going to take a quick break. Here with licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker, we're talking a little bit about anger and different incidences and how to deal with it. This is G's Power Hour. I Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have a question, the number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Depp Simmons with Feral Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We're talking a little bit about anger management with licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker. And I didn't get a chance to really read it, but the headline kind of speaks for itself, Kathy, about a woman who in her anger bit her significant other's private parts. we know this is probably not the first time that this kind of thing has happened, but it's not the last, probably, unfortunately. But what I want to ask about it is, supposedly these are people we are supposed to love. You know what I mean? And how do you get with that kind of angry with someone that you care about?
You know, again, you go back to just a person who does these type of things. They have gone back to a state of primal behavior. And when you have primal behavior, you're just reacting from your feelings. You're not thinking about that those feelings can be different. You're just thinking about what you're feeling now, and then you act on what you feel. Now, some people process what they're going to do, because if this person did this to me, I'm going to do this to them. I'm going to show them that kind of, I'm going to get back at you some kind of way. So when people do things to the extreme of hurting someone physically, then that person has passed any way of them having any barrier or gate or out. You know, that's the biggest thing. They need an out. They need to think rational. They need to be able to step back from themselves and say, no matter what this person did to me, I'm angry, and the way I can handle this situation is to do this thing so I can feel better about what that person did to me. Not taking away what they did, not excusing this, but it's unacceptable, so I don't want to be around this person anymore. So I'm going to step back and not be a part of this person's life anymore. So, you know, those it's just being able to have discernment and discretion at the very worst of a human state, so that then, you know, like you said, the consequences or the appropriateness, you know, so many people will get into this and know this is not the proper way. They've been raised that way. This is not the proper way. But because there's so much in the human emotion, it's almost like those thought centers go off, the reasoning, the rational, the brain part that handles all of that is kind of over taken. You know, if we look at computers, I always liken it to this. It's a virus in the computer, and it needs mm-hmm. to be shut down. And we as human beings don't have a shut off for that part of our brain to get us to understand cruelty, violence is never necessary. Only if you feel like, okay, it's a life or death situation, either they're going to kill me or I'm going to kill them. And I'm not talking about domestic violence. I'm talking about, you know, situations that, you know, can be a random act of violence. But when you know a person has a certain characteristic that could cause you to be insane, then you need to, in your rational thinking, just to get away from that person. Because if anybody brings that type of toxic craziness out of you, it's not the right situation to be in, because 9 out of 10 times, whatever they're doing it because it meets some need in them. It has nothing to do with you. It's not personal. So I'm going to assume that she did that because of some unfaithful situation that occurred between him and her. I don't think he did it because he didn't pay a bill.
Okay. Ooh, jeez. Okay. Let me ask you this. How much of our anger is biochemical? And the reason I ask that is there's a couple of things that I noticed in my behavior, a couple of incidents that I realized it might have been triggered by something else. You know, an imbalance in me physically. One was something I did, and I think I was entering in the menopause and didn't realize it until afterwards. And then I think there was another case where, you know, I was starting to develop problems with my thyroid. And I do know now that I've been diagnosed and getting treatment and everything like that, I can tell when my levels are off because, you know, I get just, it doesn't take much for me to kind of get bent out of shape. So what I wanted to find out, and I'm also going to cite this recent incident that we had with this deputy that's kind of suspended, might be facing some criminal charges after getting upset with a Lyft driver. You know, and he was intoxicated, so that's another, I guess you could say, chemical imbalance. How much do chemical imbalances play a role in our getting angry?
I think if you never deal with anger ever in your life, then chemically you're going to be predispositioned to react in a way that may be unacceptable to any human being. Okay, that's because you don't have your own stuff in check. So if then I am altered because of any substance use, which we know it, you know, it takes down all of your inhibitions. Once you have no inhibitions, then the next thing you know that you may find someone acting in their primal state. You know, our brains are wired to do certain things. And if we get into the part of the brain and it starts clicking that we're getting ready to get hurt or something's getting ready to happen to us that produces fear, and our main number one reaction is to fight, then that's what you get from that person. Not everybody has that initial thing to just, if somebody scares them or they're in fear of their life or they're just tired of everything in the world going wrong and all I need to do is to hit somebody, if that's their frame of reference and their foundation in their lives, when they're drunk or high or whatever, that's what you're going to get from them. You're going to get in a very aggressive person. Now, we know hormonally, you know, if your hormones aren't balanced, it's easier to then have irritability, easy to be annoyed, and as a result of those negative feelings in your life, it can produce your reaction in anger or being highly aggressive. That's why I think they have, which I'm glad that they do, finally got some regulation about the steroid use for athletes, because a lot of that was happening. You know, highly irritated from unreported violence that was going on at home as a result of that steroid use. So you're very correct. If you chemically are not balanced, it can cause you to react in a way. And it's good. You know, you said some things. I already know if I'm feeling this way, then it must mean there's something operationally going wrong in my body. And that's what people, if you're a person who gets angry all the time for no reason, you know, maybe you need to physical a checkup to see if indeed that there's something that's going on that's causing such a great distress in going through what you're going through, especially when you, women with menopause especially, is depression. Depression is anger on the inside. Aggression, of course, is the outpouring of anger physically. You know, you become physically aggressive, verbally aggressive, emotionally aggressive. So, you know, anger is a hot spot. You know, you have to watch out for it. You got to look at the red flags. You got to be able to assess your systems first, particularly when you may be in an adversarial or oppressive type of environment. You have to be able to take care of yourself. Then you're better able to manage anger. You know, it's nothing wrong with the anger itself. Again, it's how we express it, how we interact with others when it's being presented. Because it's always funny to me, if you get angry with me, then I'm going to get angry with you. Why? Okay. I don't even know why you're angry, but I'm going to get angry with you because you're angry at me. Well, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but I guess it's like, you know, why, you know, if you're angry at me and it's not really a legitimate reason, then that, you know, that makes me, that upsets me, you know.
But you know, it can upset you, but being angry about something that you don't know, you know, I don't know, because, you know, in the course of a day, you can say or react in a way toward a person that could be offensive, and unless they are empowered to say, you know, hey, Gretchen, you just said that, and that, you know, hit me the wrong way, you know. But I don't wait until you do it maybe two or three more times, and then I'm furious because I my mind think, okay, you know what you're doing. You're doing this intentionally. But how would you know that unless I said from the very beginning, you know, you did something, said something, and it hit me the wrong way. Now, if I've told you and then you continue to do that, then I already know that that is something that you and I are not going to set horses on. So we're probably not going to have a conversation about that particular thing. And then I even may start to avoid you because I don't want to have that situation with you. Or I may just tell you, I don't like it. I don't like the way you handle that kind of situation. I don't like the way you handle me. So we can no longer be in fellowship in certain situations. I will always be polite to you, but that's probably it. And polite means hi, and you keep moving. Not a lot of people can do that, you know.
Yeah.
They will hold that stuff for a long time. You know, and then we go and get company so everybody can feel the way I feel. You
know? Oh, yeah. What's that phrase? Misery loves company?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Well, we're going to take our final break. I'm here with Licensed Mental Health Counselor Kathy Booker. We're talking about why you angry. We, you know, it's the, oh, and we don't need to be angry around this time of year because there's too many triggers. And we're going to talk a little bit about how we might be able to manage some of them. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the yard with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's Chill Out Jazz, the soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are trying to manage our little anger issues. We've seen a few incidents over the last few days, and we're just trying to make sure that we have the right tools to kind of keep things in check. And so we have our friend Kathy Booker on with us. And so, Kathy, you know, we've gotten all types of tips, you know, from people in terms of how we're supposed to keep our cool, you know, be calm and collected. So what about the counting thing? You know, they're like, oh, maybe you should count to 10 or you should count to 3 or whatever before you say whatever it is or you do whatever it is. Does that really work?
Yeah, you have to think about it. If I'm feeling angry, it's my responsibility first and foremost to manage myself, my body, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. So you have to do a systems check. I always tell people, I'm angry. What am I angry for? If I need to count and take some deep breaths, because a lot of times when you're angry, you're taking shorter breaths. So if I'm finding myself breathing probably a little bit differently than I normally breathe, just take one big breath and slowly let it out and go, okay, what am I angry about? And it could be, well, you know, that person just called me out of my name, and I don't appreciate that. So what's the purpose? If I say something, what's going to happen? What's the benefit once I say it? Is this person able to accept what I would communicate to them about what they did to upset me? Because a lot of times people say, oh, you're pissing me off. Well, if you say, you know, you upset me, or I'm feeling, you know, a little out of sync right now, and I don't like the way I'm feeling because it causes that place in me that is real ugly, and I don't like to be ugly. So if you slow yourself down and begin to talk or begin to think, you know, you don't. Then I always tell people, if numbers not working, go January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. You know, begin to think about things that you can do to get your system back in check, so that then you can address that issue for what it is and not what you think it is. Because, you know, a lot of times we get angry about what we think it is when it really isn't that. Or when we think it is and we've let it slid by multiple times, okay, I let this slide, so I need to maybe not address it right now, but maybe I need to go and think about it. Maybe go talk to a friend about it. Maybe go and get me some good old ice cream and just calm down. You know,
that works.
You know, do something that you would enjoy, so that even after you go back and you begin to realize you're still angry about it, but what do you want to do about it that is going to make it productive, so that the next time that comes about, you're handling it at a level of efficiency out of, you know, we don't want to ever say that, but out of love comes a multitude of blessings, and it's better that I show the love for me. It ain't got to be for that person. I can show the love for me, and I'm not going to allow that control of my emotions, because you know that particular situation can get to me. So it's all about getting yourself together. You know, take a walk. You know, go running. Run as fast as you can. You know, I would recommend you to get in the car and go for a ride, but maybe you need to call somebody and just vent. You know, get it all out. And if they're a good friend, they will say, okay, now what are you going to do about it? Okay.
So let me ask you this. If we're managing, let's say, I want to ask a little bit about stress, and you and I talk a lot about stress. And if we are managing our stress level regularly, on a regular basis, does
every
that
day
help? Yeah. But if we're managing our stress level on a regular basis, does that help when certain situations arise? In terms of, does it make a difference if we're good at managing stress regularly? Does it make a difference when certain situations come up in terms of how we handle them?
Yeah, because then you have a healthy state of mind and feeling about just in general everything. So then when it comes up and I feel it, I know what I'm feeling, I know why I'm feeling it, and then I have a better way of dealing with that particular situation. So, because I'm not stressed about every other thing in life, this situation hits me and it's like, dang, what's wrong with them? They must got more stress than I do, you know. So, yeah, it makes a difference about how you manage your stress. If you manage that, then you probably will be able to manage anger a whole lot differently. You'll have a different perspective because you're coming from a healthy mindset.
I want to go back also to the biochemical stuff and how much, let's say diet. Does diet play any kind of role in terms of helping us keep our cool?
Well, usually, you know, think about it. People who are not eating the best are not really taking care of themselves. So therefore, they're more likely to make poor decisions emotionally because, you know, they're not feeling healthy physically. you know, we don't want to admit that emotionally we're, you know, our bodies are connected to our physical health. So if we're emotionally not right, and then, and I'm not saying not right, but if we're emotionally unhealthy, it creates a physical imbalance for us. And then if anger is an acceptable way for you to act on, then yes, it has a lot to do with how, what you eat, how you handle your stress, how you deal with oppression, how you deal with unjust situations, because those are kind of familiar things that at some point or another, particularly minority community, go through. And so we have to be very aware, even when we're looking at television, there's a lot of subliminal messages that can come across that create us, or even in playing video games, how we can become desensitized to the emotions of what's happening on the screen. And so that if someone does something to us and my automatic reaction is to go off, because that's what I've been doing all day, shooting people, I'm not even realizing I'm having an emotional reaction to that situation. So, yeah, we're whole beings, physical, well, spiritual, you know, spiritual, physical, and emotion. So we have to be regulating those hemispheres that we have within us at all times. You know, and I can tell you the one thing that can really get angry, if you just start laughing, if you think of something funny and just start laughing, and you don't necessarily, people a lot of times will think you're laughing at them, but it's like, I have to laugh because I know what I'm feeling right now. And if you knew, then you make sure you wouldn't be around me right now. So I'm laughing so that I can get myself together so I can have a conversation with you that makes sense to the both of us.
Mm. Okay. I would also say if you're in a situation and you're by yourself, go turn your favorite music on and go dance a little bit. That'll relieve some of that. there's nothing like listening to good, familiar music that you like, and it kind of just helps you kind of calm yourself down a little bit, you know, after because you've exerted some of that energy, and you can also kind of think a little more clearly afterwards, because you're feeling pretty good after that point.
Well, and you know, the other thing is the Bible verse that says, don't let anger go down, let the sun down, go on your anger. So, you know, make sure you clear out each day that craziness. And, you know, if nothing else, it says, you know, God said, vengeance is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, well, I want to see it now. Well, that ain't for you to control.
Yeah.
You control yourself. And then, you know, because a lot of times I tell people, sometimes you get into situations where someone is going to hit you, and you just have to have what they call a way to defend yourself without hurting that person or yourself. And I'm trying to think of it, but there's a way to defend yourself where you can make sure that that person doesn't hurt you or that you hurt that person. And it's a great program that I see, and I've seen it played out, particularly with kids who may, you know, get into a bullying situation or get into a situation where they could be kidnapped. So,
yeah. Well,
they call it radical kids, rad kids.
Mm-hmm.
Great program.
Yeah. Kathy, thank you. Appreciate you taking time out again. Have a blessed day, sweetheart.
And you do the same, honey. Don't get angry.
No, not at all. No anger day. Thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Have a wonderful day, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.